At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Jim. Welcome to the Unbound Performance Podcast, where we explore the world of sports and performance mindset training.
And I'm Caroline. Each week, we talk about the strategies, habits, and mental framework that help us to excel. Let's get into today's episode.
Oh, there we go.
picked up this book not too long ago. It's been one of those I've been wanting to get around to and didn't.
May I touch your book?
Yes.
May I open your book?
Okay.
I know how you are about your books.
Just don't crack the spine. It was a joke. That's a joke. Not really. And, you know, it totally dovetails with a lot of the stuff we talk about. It's entitled From Strength to Strength, Finding Success, Happiness, and Deep Purpose in the Second Half of Life by Dr. Arthur C. Brooks. And whatever. I'm there. You're not yet. But you will be. And I'm lucky that I kind of intuitively moved toward what this is. And he spends a significant amount of time real early, first chapter or whatever, talk about like the decline that is inescapable in terms of, you know, job performance or something like that as you get older, and different kinds of jobs have different kind of half-lives in terms of where you hit your peak. Was interesting that historians have a really late half-life. Like their half-life is almost 40 years.
Whoa.
So they are like, they can be in their 70s and they're doing their best work, crushing it. Because he talks about two different kinds of intelligence. One is fluid, where you're younger, and that's why you're better at novel ideas, new things. And he talks about some famous examples. Charles Darwin's one, where all his landmark work was done quite
early on,
young, and then he was, oh, now what? And
is it like versus like the older, more wisdom type experience?
So then there's the crystallized intelligence, which that you're much better at late, where you're able to kind of synthesize. And so the ideal kind of jobs then are counsel, mentor, things like that, where you can provide wisdom and perspective. And so I know for me as a coach, I probably waited. Well, I know I did. I waited at least a year too long to stop, because I was not, I don't think I was good my last year coaching. Some of it distracted by being away from family. The rest of it was more like concerned with providing some perspective, like, look, purpose and meaning, like, you won't find what you're looking for if you just think success is going to bring fulfillment. And he talks with one woman in here who's in her 60s. She's very successful in business, and trying to explain to her, you know, look, like, this is because she was, her performance, she felt, was starting to decline because it's not going to go back up. Like, right. And, but her whole identity was wrapped up in achievement, success, onto the next success, and the next success, and the next.
Because, well, as we've talked a million times, there's, you hit one, there's always another.
Yeah. And on one hand, you don't want to arrive. You want to stay, like, progressing. And so the idea that when you get to the mountaintop, you look out, see another one and another one, that's good. As long as your success is that you keep progressing.
Right.
Not if you think, like, when I make, if I close this deal, I'm going to be happy or win this championship or whatever. No, that's not it. Right. And so then you are stuck in this constant chase for, you know, little dopamine hits that they don't last very long.
No.
And it can be like how many likes you get, like, or how many followers you have. Like, we have 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000. Like,
there's always more.
It's never, you're never going to have so many that, okay. It's just like making money. Like, right. If you ask someone,
how much is enough?
What's the perfect amount? Like, you'll never get, because as soon as you get to that amount, guess what? You're going to want more. And
I never forget, I had a client once who was proposed to leave his kids like 100 plus million. He was like, is that enough? And I was like, I think so. but for him, it was just, for it depends what you want him to do. But like for him, it was just like more, 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 more. So like he got to a point where, I mean, I'm sure if in the start of his career, he'd have been like, I'm leaving my kids what?
Sure.
Like, oh my God, wow. And then you get to a certain point where it's more, more, more. And it's like, is that enough? And I think you just get so skewed. I think different personality types too. You're familiar with the Enneagram personality stuff. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on it?
Go ahead.
You think it's valid? Well, I think there's
legitimate validity, like DISC stuff, all that. Yeah.
So I've taken that test probably 10 times. I'm a 3 through and through. 3 is like the definition of that person is like, should probably just read it, but it's basically, high achiever, high like desire to, it's like a lot of creativity, but a lot of wanting your individuality. Like you want achievement, but you want it on your own terms. So it's not just like, I want to be successful in the way that someone else expects me to be, but I want to like know that I did the work or I did it my way. And so I feel like in learning about like other people in my life, their personality types, which are very different. And I think it's one of those things where like, I know that I am prone to want to keep onto the next. And I realize like, that's not really sustainable. So it's helped. I don't know that I think that the whole Enneagram is like something I live by, but it helped me understand myself that like I am prone to these types of behaviors, for lack of a better phrase. And I was talking with my mom yesterday because right now we're selling a house, buying a house. We got this going on. We're starting a business. We have 1,000,000 things going on. And my mom was like, I just want to make sure like you're not too stressed. And I was like, I think I feel okay. Like when I'm dealing with one particular item, I'm a little stressed about it. But I said, but on a, just a neutral level, I don't feel like I'm stressed. And she was like, well, let me just say this. She's like, don't forget that it's possible to forget what okay feels like. Like, you might think that you're okay right now is normal, but you're so used to being at this high stress level for so long that maybe you could actually. So I think just having those little cues for me of like all the time. And I don't always view it as like, I need to achieve something next. I just get excited by new things and trying new things. But I also need to see that like that could also lead me down the path of, well, when's the last thing going to be the thing that I finally stop at and don't just completely exhaust myself and overwork and overstress myself?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key is like, do you find your sense of worth, identity, validation in that? Right. I don't think you do.
No.
So then I think, whatever, living on the Ascension, the Anson Dorn's thing. I haven't used that in a while.
It's about time you brought it back.
But that's what we're supposed to be doing, is getting better. And I don't, I don't want to arrive. I don't want to get to the point, okay, now's the point where I'm just going to sit on the porch.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Like, you know, the whole, you know, Jordan Peterson, he talked about this multiple times where, and he says, like, I have a friend who's like, by the time he's 49, he could retire.
Yeah.
So then he's talked about, you know, I'm going to drink Mai Tais and sit on the beach. And
how long do you do that?
Yeah, he said, like, very quickly, in a matter of days, you're going to be a fat, drunken, sunburned lunatic. And we're not made to arrive and just
stop.
Okay.
Yep.
Like, that's not how we work. We don't thrive like that. Having any kind of sense that, well, once I get here, then kick my feet up. And that just doesn't work. And to think that those successes, the level of like satisfaction or the dopamine hit you get or whatever, it lasts like minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's what's next.
Yep.
Especially if that's where you find your meaning and identity, sense of worth, then it's, you have to keep winning.
Well, it's like if your identity and sense of worth is wrapped up in that, it's like you win and then you're lost again because you got to go on to the next one. So you have to like keep refining yourself over and over and over trying to achieve this goal to find meaning. And then it's just this like constant restart of like, okay, now who am I in this task, and like what's my effort level, and what's the ultimate end goal for this? Okay, that's done. Now I got to go do this. And what does that mean for me and my lifestyle and my worth and my, you know, activity level and things. I think you just like being able to be okay with, I don't know. I think when we set, I mean, we've talked about goal setting before. I think setting goals is a great thing. But the type of goal that you set is what matters.
Yeah. And there are all kinds of different approaches to that. But then the real bad news is if everything you are is wrapped up in those successes, what happens when you hit the point where that line starts to drop?
And not because you aren't able to, but you just can't anymore.
Right. Like you're literal, like that's the way brains are made.
Right.
But so that's where the title of the book, From One Strength to the Other Strength. Like, but in the meantime, we are getting better at thinking in this other way where we can kind of synthesize and find real perspective and put all this together and in a way that, so then it's about turning around and helping others, like, hey, look, not for nothing, but the end all be all of your existence will not be found in closing this deal.
Yeah.
And you know, if we think everything rides on how other people at work perceive us and our performance, what happens when all of a sudden you don't lead in sales anymore?
Right.
And then who are you? And that's, I know for me as a coach, one, I never thought we would win the way it went down. But once I was kind of trapped on that thing, it winning was, I mean, as soon as we won, okay, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And then it's about, all right, how can we win another one?
Yeah, it became like a relief rather than a celebration.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And you know, it got to the point, you know, where I needed to not be doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm much more suited to this kind of work now. And I'm glad I realized that.
Well, they were both, I mean, both of those roles, the coaching, like coaching a sport and doing this, are still things where you're giving to people.
Right.
But you eliminated that need for like the winner, the success.
Yeah.
The, like now it is just like your only goal is supporting people and to help them be better. And it's not a matter of, you're not getting awards for that. You're not getting trophies. You're not having to keep up the, oh, got another one. Like it's between you and those people that you work with one-on-one and that's it. And that's bound to be.
Well, and now the win is like, I mean.
Yeah, the win is you help someone.
Yeah. And I, like I meet with one individual, he's a grown man, but when we, the beginning of the meeting, he hugs me. End of the meeting, he hugs me. Like to me, those are the wins, man. Yeah. Like when I can be of service like that. That's a real, in a meaningful, powerful way. Help someone live better, perform better, whatever.
So with this book, does it have, for people who would maybe want to read this, does it need to be someone who's had a successful career, or could it be someone who was
question.
Never really too sure, but now wants to figure it out? Like where does this enter the story for?
Good question. One, I think there's wisdom to be found even if you're not on the back half of your life here.
My mom keeps calling it the back nine. If I hear the back nine one more time.
Yeah, I, well, when I'm not a big age conscious guy, I think in a number of ways it's irrelevant. Yeah. But I think in this sense, whatever, like I don't squat as much as I used to squat. That's how it goes. But making sure that your total sense of worth and identity is not found in like some kind of performance success. That is a, I don't care how old you are, that needs to be digested. And, but that's, I mean, it's from, I mean, I, it could, if you're an athlete, it could be for like one play to the next. It can be boiled down to that. Like, well, I was good on this play.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, Michael Gervais' book, First Rule of Mastery, talks about like the first rule of mastery is stop worrying about what other people are thinking.
Right.
And that goes from like, if you're playing and you make an error, what's the coach thinking? Is he going to take me out?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, guess I struggled with that so bad.
You're not ready to, for the next play.
And you're going to mess up and get taken out.
So the very thing you're afraid of, you're like willing it to happen.
Yeah.
And you're not playing freely and you're not enjoying it. You're not playing well and you're not having any fun.
Right.
So I think that's where we can't, I think even if you're a kid on a travel team or you're someone who's trying to get recruited, you have to be very aware that you bring much more to your team, your community, or whatever, then front half of your life, there, you still need to determine meaning, purpose, your values, and then you're aligning all of that with whatever. Like if you work for a business, hopefully your purposes and values are in alignment.
Sure.
You know, if you're playing a sport or whatever, like your purposes and meaning have to transcend just like a basic level of performance. And certainly then after, you're not delivering your most spectacular performances anymore, you shift from kind of concentrating on that to how can you help other people deliver their spectacular performances in whatever it is, whether it's family life, professional life, athletics, whatever. And I'm pretty sure there's more in this book to be discussed.
I mean, I think that we live in such a, like, I don't know if I should say you-focused culture. We live in a very you-focused culture. And so I think to for people to buy into that idea of you can for lack of a better phrase, find success. We're talking about it not being success, but you can find meaning in helping other people. I think people still feel that need to have like, okay, but what am I doing? Like, where does my, if I'm helping other people be successful or be, you know, perform well or become the best they can be, how do I keep on the ascension, like you're saying, of being able to give to that? But I, for me, like, if you're giving to people their little wins or your little wins, and you guys just keep going along together and you keep moving forward with everybody in your little circle or in your world that you're helping, and I think to me that's such a more, like, I want to evolve with my people. Like, I don't want to leave anyone behind. I don't want to get left behind. And I don't mean that in a way of like, you're doing things that I'm not doing or you're succeeding before me or vice versa. But I want all of us to be on this like growth path together. We're all doing things together. So for me, like, anytime that I find that I'm in a period of growth, like, I want my people to come with me.
Sure.
And I realize that their timeline's not my timeline. And there might be times when I'm zooming forward and they're hanging back. It makes them feel bad, or I want to pull them up or vice versa. But ultimately, we all want to be on this path together. And the only way to do it together, especially with people that like, you love and want to come along with you, is by sharing what you've learned and pouring into them. And hopefully when you're on your high and you're evolving more, you can pour into them and then they catch up and maybe then they jump ahead. To me, I think that's just that constant pattern of growth amongst not even just your people. I think for me, it's my immediate people are the ones where I'm most focused. But it can go as far as you want to take that.
Well, and the ironic thing too, just from a straight performance standpoint, when you're not so worried about the result of this current moment.
Yeah.
And you're just in it, competing, working, whatever.
Yep.
Then you're going to do that better.
Right.
Like, so you're, there will be more wins, more success. Than if you, you know, everything's riding on this play.
Guess one thing.
And then guess what? As soon as you turn around, everything's riding on the next one.
Right.
And that's where being aware of that and just kind of letting those thoughts float by so you can just be right here and yeah. compete and remember why you're doing it in the first place. That's a big key, and it's so easy to not do that.
Right.
And we get so worked up about how we're perceived by others. And sometimes, you know, they're choosing teams or who's going to get promoted or,
yep.
you know, and that just can't come into our thinking while we're doing the work.
Yeah.
Like, we just need to do the work. Love the process.
Yep.
And love it like moment by moment. Then I think we're odds of success
on the way
greater.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unbound Performance Podcast.
Your support helps us continue to build our community. If you're enjoying this content, please like, subscribe, and share.